All right, hello again, Buccaneer fans. It's time once again to talk a little life after football. That's our segment that's we're really enjoying because we're bringing back some players from the past. We get to reminisce a little about their careers and their times as Buccaneers, but also find out what they've done since their playing careers ended. And we're very happy today to have with us John Cannon, a defensive end for the Buccaneers from 1982 to 1990. John, thanks for coming back. I know some of our fans from that era really enjoy when we get a chance to speak with players from back then.
Oh, well, thank you, first of all, for having me. It's an honor to be here. I don't know that I'm worthy, but I've remained in Tampa. Tampa is my home, and I'm a diehard Buck fan, and it's nice to be here and talk with you.
So let's talk about life after football. Was it difficult to figure out what you were going to do afterwards?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think any professional athlete would say anything different the first couple years. It took me 2 years before I could actually come to a home game here for the Buccaneers. I watched them on TV, but it was just hard. It was hard to let go. I traveled quite a bit when I first retired, and had a golf tournament that I sponsored to raise money for Camp Good Days and Special Times, an organization for kids up in New York, where I'm from, with cancer, to provide some hope for them. Had a 5K run that I had at the Channel side as well to raise money for local funds. But I needed something more. So I actually went and saw a career counselor, and the top five jobs based on my skill set and my aptitude were orthopedic surgeon, which I didn't want to go back to medical school. High school coach, did a little coaching, and emergency medicine, EMT, firefighter. So I decided I'm gonna look into becoming a firefighter.
Wow.
And so I did that, and I was the oldest guy in my class. As a matter of fact, in EMT class, about halfway through it, one of the students comes up to me. I was about 46 at the time. One of the students came up to me and said, Mr. Cannon, my dad knows who you are. And the whole time, I was just John Cannon, the EMT student.
Exactly.
I didn't want to be John Cannon, the former Buck, John Cannon, the former financial advisor. I was in there working hard to become an EMT just like everybody else. And I said, and it was funny because this kid's 18 years old, so his dad's about my age.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad thought you were a great player.
But he's keeping it quiet all this.
Yeah, he's keeping it quiet the whole time. So I got a big kick out of that.
Yeah.
Then I applied for a job with Tampa Fire Rescue and was hired. My start date was April 4th of 2005.
Wow.
So I'm coming up on my
9 years.
Coming up on my 10-year anniversary. And I couldn't be happier. It's a blessing. I'm with a great organization, and I love what I do.
Well, if you're moving past 9 years, then it's obviously you found it to be a rewarding career.
Right? Yes, absolutely.
And it's too bad you let yourself go after your playing days. But from what I understand, one thing you liked or did for some years after your football career was get into triathlons.
Yes, I did.
That's rather impressive.
I did. My first triathlon was over in Claremont. There's a series over there where it was a sprint triathlon. So it was about a quarter mile swim, 15 mile bike, and a 5K run.
Okay.
And
sounds easy, by the way.
Yeah, and my mentor, Billy Urbanski, who was the top triathlete in the big man division, and there's a big man division in triathlons called the Clydesdales, and it's for triathletes that weigh over 200 pounds, because most triathletes aren't
lean
Clydesdales,
you know?
So there was this division. Billy was my mentor. He was the state, the national champ. And he told me for my first one, we said a little prayer on the beach right before we started there, our swim in the lake. He said, John, just go as hard as you can and try to pick off, meaning pass, people that have C's on their calves. Because triathletes, they mark you. Yes, they mark you with your age and your division.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously you can't do that when you're swimming. So
it'd be hard to pick that
we
up.
We said a little prayer, you know, wished each other well. And all I wanted to do was finish. Get out of the water. Didn't know where I was.
In the standings,
hopped on the bike. I wasn't picking off any C's. I didn't see any C's. I was looking for Billy ahead of me.
Yeah.
And I figured I must be way behind. The run, the same thing. And I crossed the finish line and was expecting Billy to be there and a bunch of other Clydesdales. And Billy shows up a minute or two behind me.
So that's why you didn't see any C's.
I didn't see any C's. And he's like, John, you just won this race. And from a guy that hasn't won a lot,
that's funny.
It became a good addictive. Feeling. Yeah, absolutely. It was a great platform for me. After the sprints, I started doing longer distances, which is the normal progression for most triathletes, and then ended up qualifying for two Ironman triathlons in Kona, Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I used that race to raise over $75,000 for some local charities.
My goodness.
Yes. I was putting a lot of time and effort into training for those races, and I wanted to share that and use the name, the association with the Buccaneers, what I was doing in business currently with Robert W. Baird, to raise money for a good cause. That's and did two Ironmen, and that was the Super Bowl of that I never played in.
That's great. Yeah,
that's the Super Bowl of triathlons in Kona.
So, you know, even Buck fans from back then probably didn't know a lot of that stuff. So it was really interesting to hear about that, John. Appreciate your time coming here as well.
Oh, it's delightful. Wish the Bucks well this season. And again, truly honored and blessed to be a part of the Buccaneer fraternity.